first mission of Bava Basra, first Perek. Boinu is a crucial Batsa. There's two ways of understanding this Mishnah. These are meanings that are talking about a Chatzah that there's not enough in this Chatzah for each one. The Hainu. That if there's a Chatzah which has four Amas for each side, and it's shared by two different parties, so we're entitled to demand that they want to split it in half, because if it, once it's split in half, each one's going to have enough to be a full chotzer for himself. In such a case, so, like I said, one of them is entitled to demand from the other one to split the chotzer. And once they split it, they're going to have to put a kosher. This Mishnah is talking about in a case, Aloha, it's talking about a case where it was not enough for each party, and therefore, under no conditions, they can't force one another to split, but if they want to split, then they have to make a kosel in the middle. Okay. Now, what's the reason why there's a chiv to make the kosel when you want to split? That's because, like I'm saying, Aloha, there's a concept called Hezekriya, which means that I'm responsible not to live in a fashion that I can look into you and you can look into me, and we're damaging each other by watching what the other one's doing. In other words, we're causing the other person not to be able to do certain types of usages of his chotzer, which otherwise he would be able to use. According to the minig, the different minhogim, how thick to make the wall. So, gvil is the thickest wall, which is gvil wall. Yeah, is each side gives 3 tefachim. Yes, some total 6 tefachim. Gazas each type gives 2.5 tvachim, kvisim each side gives 2 tvachim, levenim each side gives 1.5 tvachim, some total 3 tvachim. So whatever the minig is, you do, kakoka minig of Medina, according to the minig of the Medina, even the minig of Medina is to make a smaller, thinner walls than that, then that's also acceptable. That's what the Gemara says. There's a discussion whether if you're using these type of stones, you can make thinner walls or not. Could be that if it's using stones, if it's too thin, it's more complicated than making a wall out of willow branches and the like, and it's thinner. Bigvil, so now the mission explains itself. Zenoisim Shalosha Tvachim, Zenoisim Shalosha Tvachim, like we mentioned before, that's the widest of the three, sum total of 6, each one gives 3 Tvachim. Because of Zenoisim Tvachim Mechza, Zenoisim Tvachim Mechza, because it's a sum total of 5, each one gives 2.5. The Kvisim, Zenoisim Tvachim, Zenoisim Tvachim, each one gives 2 Tvachim, sum total of 4. Belevenim, Zenoisim Tvachim Mechza, Zenoisim Tvachim Mechza, Belevenim, each one gives 1.5, Tvachim, sum total of 3. Lefichach, therefore, in Nofel HaKoisel, the wall falls down, Hamokim Bavonim Shel Shneihem, since we know in advance that each one contributed into 50% of the wall, therefore if the wall falls down, we could also assume that it was built in the center, half on my side, half on your side, and also half of the stones are on my expense, half at your expense, and we'll split the stones also afterwards. Even if it fell, so the Gemara, into the reshus of one of them, and you would say, that he has the right to claim, that's only the case, we didn't know what happened in beforehand. But here, we know that from the beginning it was 50% on one, 50% on the other, even if it remained in the other person's, it fell into one of the chatzeres and it remained there for a period of time, one of them cannot claim that I built the whole thing by myself.